Jana Bowen looked at the numbers again. The black ink blurred, and she rubbed her eyes to bring the columns back into focus. When that failed, she leaned back in her metal desk chair and ignored the groan of the rusted back legs. The charity didn't have a lot of money and prided itself on using a low percentage of the donations for administrative costs. Still, if her butt inched any closer to the floor, her backache would become permanent. She vowed to head out tomorrow and find a new chair somewhere in the desert of southern Utah. With the scaling red rocks and miles of untouched land, this area of land on the edge of Zion National Park near the border of Arizona possessed a raw beauty. She'd ventured here, far from the calm of her historic Annapolis home, in search of peace. Hooking back up with her former employer, Boundless Global, she spent her days running education programs and arranging for the shipment of vaccines to countries in desperate need of them. Getting lost in the mess in the office files the first day, she now spent her extra hours cleaning up paperwork. The work provided a needed distraction from her train wreck of a marriage and the man she missed more than she ever thought possible. But right now, she had a bigger puzzle on her hands than Connor Bowen. She turned to the charity's executive director and her friend of many years, Marcel Lampari.
The paperwork isn't matching up.
Still too many boxes?
He stood on the other side of the open main room lined with tables and covered on every surface with boxes and paperwork. The building they used for their headquarters had been designed as a chapel decades before. Abandoned and far from anything other than brush and the rock canyons nearby. The four-room structure was donated to Boundless and quickly restructured to fit desks with computers and the Command Center for U.S. Operations. The vast majority of the staff worked in countries receiving aid. Only Marcel and a few full-time employees worked from here, overseeing donations, a large group of volunteers, and distribution chains. With her stepping in, that made four of them in the church office on a regular basis. She took on the tasks of matching up shipping manifests and double-checking invoices after her initial review and filing led to inconsistencies. Marcel didn't have the time, and the staff member assigned to the job had relocated to another state, leaving the position in limbo until someone permanent could be hired. It was mind-numbing monotony that filled the void. Or that was the theory. Since leaving Connor, she'd found nothing eased the pain of missing him. She concentrated on numbers and information contained in boxes on a form in front of her, but the math just didn't work.
I'm up to 3 mistakes in the Nigeria shipments.
This couldn't be a simple math error. After getting an anonymous email from someone in the distribution chain, she'd begun poring through the files. Every third shipment was off. Exactly the third shipment, and by exactly 4 crates. The paperwork at the receiving end didn't match the shipping information, and the mysterious boxes disappeared as strangely as they had appeared.
Maybe the trucking company is piggybacking someone else's shipment on ours, then offloading it.
Marcel tucked the pen behind his ear, as he always did, and flipped through the documents on his clipboard. She doubted Marcel's explanation, but she went along because it was easier than thinking about a worst-case scenario, one where someone was playing with the shipments.